Welcome to On Tap Daily for July the 1st, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So let's kick off the second half of 2026 with what I think is the most important partner news of the past day, and that's a significant batch of releases from the Hoover ecosystem. The headline is the Magento 2 theme module version 1.5.0, which completely rebuilds Hoover's modal system on the native HTML dialog element. Now, I know that might sound like a niche front-end concern, but hear me out on why this matters. The previous implementation maintained two parallel modal systems, the legacy Hoover modal and the newer dialog-based approach. Version 1.5.0 merges these into a single foundation, and the result is roughly 80 lines of custom JavaScript eliminated. Focus trapping, escape key handling, scroll locking, backdrop click behavior, all of that is now handled natively by the browser rather than through custom code. There's a new with closeByBuilder method that gives you three close behavior options, and the HTML dialog element provides correct ARIA semantics and focus restoration without any custom code at all. Why does this matter for merchants? Three reasons. First, accessibility. The native dialog element is inherently understood by screen readers and assistive technologies, which means better accessibility out of the box at a time when accessibility lawsuits against e-commerce sites continue to climb. Second, performance. Less custom JavaScript means fewer bytes, faster parsing, and fewer points of failure. Third, consistency. Every modal on your site, quick views, cart overlays, filter panels, newsletter pop-ups, now behaves identically. If you're running Hoover, check the upgrade guide before moving to 1.5.0, because the modal API changes mean any custom JavaScript that interacts with the modal system needs review. Alongside that, Hoover also shipped the first beta of Checkout 1.4.0 on Magewire V3, which is a major architectural release. It introduces dedicated V3 hooks into the checkout framework, new evaluation processor teardown callbacks, and a disabled field styling system. This is a testing milestone, not a production deployment yet, but if you're planning your Magewire V3 migration, start evaluating this in staging now. And the Hoover UI 2.8.0 Solstice release added new map and embed components, with the map component supporting Google's Advanced Marker Elements API. On the Shopify side, there were two notable changelog updates. The Hydrogen Developer Preview can now be deployed to Versal in just a few clicks, which significantly lowers the barrier to entry for headless Shopify development. And starting with API version 2026.07, sales channel apps can use order attribution definitions to identify exactly which source created an order, whether that's a specific marketplace, region, or account. This is a meaningful improvement for merchants running multi-channel operations who need granular attribution data. Now, shifting to the industry side, the big news is Walmart's acquisition of Vibe.co for a reported $1.2 billion in cash. Vibe.co is a connected TV ad platform designed specifically for small and mid-sized businesses, and this is Walmart's largest ad tech investment since buying Vizio for $2.3 billion back in 2024. The strategic play here is about combining Walmart's deterministic purchase data, what people actually buy, with Vibe's self-serve CTV platform and cross-device identity graph. The result is closed-loop measurement that connects TV ad exposure to actual purchases, either online or in Walmart stores. What makes this significant for e-commerce merchants is the democratization angle. CTV advertising has historically been too complex and expensive for most small and mid-sized businesses. If Walmart maintains Vibe.co's mid-market focus, we could see purchase-attributed TV advertising become accessible to a much wider range of merchants. But there's a tension here too. Every dollar you spend in Walmart's ad ecosystem enriches their data moat and potentially increases your dependency on their platform. It's the same pattern we've seen with Google and Meta, just moving to a new screen. On the consumer side, the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose 10% in June from its record low, mainly because gas prices pulled back after the US-Iran ceasefire framework. But inflation remains elevated at 4.1% annually on the PCE index, more than double the Fed's 2% target. Gas has dropped from $4.49 to $3.90 per gallon, but consumers remain stretched. If you're planning your second half strategy, assume continued price sensitivity and make sure you're offering payment flexibility like buy now, pay later, especially on items over $100. And here's an interesting regulatory development. Rhode Island has become the first US state to mandate a staffing ratio for self-checkout areas in grocery stores, requiring at least one worker for every three self-checkout stations starting January 2027. California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Ohio, and Washington are considering similar legislation. If you operate physical retail or sell through partners who do, factor increasing labor regulation into your channel economics. On the search front, Search Engine Land ran a compelling piece about the new SEO stack, arguing that LLMs, APIs, and custom scripts are replacing traditional SEO toolsets. The core insight is that the old approach of relying on monolithic SEO platforms for everything is giving way to a more modular stack that integrates AI capabilities for tasks like content analysis, competitive research, and identifying AI search signals. They also ran an important piece on why broad targeting in paid ads makes your creative the most important qualifier. When you hand algorithms more targeting latitude, the quality of your messaging becomes the primary filter for attracting the right prospects. That's a practical insight worth internalizing if you're running performance max or broad match campaigns. Pulling all of this together, we're entering the second half of 2026 with a clear theme. Platforms are maturing and converging. Hoover is building on web standards instead of abstractions. Walmart is merging retail data with TV advertising. SEO tools are being rebuilt around AI capabilities. The merchants who thrive in this environment are the ones who stay close to the fundamentals – clean architecture, diversified channels, genuine customer relationships – while selectively adopting the new capabilities that these converging platforms offer. The second half starts now. That's your ONTAP Daily for July the 1st, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about the e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.